Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Jackie Lane is with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more who you are than what you do for a living. You know, I've said that several times. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. And I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset, and I certainly understand that. So I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time is always well spent. And I'd love to know what you think. So please, you know, subscribe to the show if you feel like it. Rate it, review it. I would love to get comments from you on Facebook, or you can reach out to me at my website at bonniegressel.com. We're on lots of different networks now, and I'm so excited to hear from anyone who has an opinion about the show. How they'd like to see it change, because I'm all about, I don't really do this for me. I do this for all of you. So if there's a change that you want to see, please do let me know. So now, without further ado, let me introduce Jackie, our guest for today. Jackie Lane is a soul mission mentor and healer and the creator of YourPeachyLife.com, an online business created for women and some men who are desiring financial freedom by being of high service, doing the things that they were born to do. Jackie is also a certified herbalist, naturopath, and Reiki healer, as well as an interest in Tantra and all things that are natural and holistic. After years of drug abuse, health issues, and severe lack mentality, Jackie turned her life around, and now she's here to help others do the same. As well as this, Jackie's an advocate for positive world change. She openly shares her views on her YouTube channel and on her Facebook pages about true abundance, veganism, and the redistribution of wealth on the planet. I am so excited to have Jackie here with us today.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for taking your time today to be here with us on the Holistic Entrepreneur Show. I value everyone's time, and so I am so appreciative. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. It is such a pleasure to be here, and I feel so honored and blessed to be part of your show. I think it's incredible what you do, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with our community today a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today and what you do?
Sure, of course I can. Yeah. So the truth is, over the past 3 weeks, actually, I've actually unearthed more of my truth. And I've discovered that I was sexually abused as a young child. And this information is leading me to some really deep healing right now. And I've always had low self-worth. And before I discovered this sexual trauma, I always thought it was due to when my parents got divorced when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And now I realize, obviously, there's deeper layers to that. Around that time when I was 9, I lost faith in everything, including myself. And my dad, he remarried, and my stepmother had some difficulties accepting me. And as a child, I really blamed myself, and I was constantly seeking approval and acceptance and validation, but never really getting it. And because of that, I had quite low self-worth. I lived at home with my mother, and she was single and she was working full time, and I took on a lot of limiting beliefs around work and money and men, from all the adults in my life and from all those experiences, as we all do. And I started drinking quite a lot at quite a young age. This wasn't uncommon for where I grew up in the UK, actually, but I did actually move on to harder substances. And then in my early 20s, I actually became a stripper. And I was in that industry for 6 years. And the strange thing was that no matter how much money I earned and no matter how much money I had, it was still never enough, because although some women do that job and they're coming from an empowered space, I really wasn't. It wasn't all that glamour and glitz that I thought it would be, because I was really coming from lack mentality and low self-worth. And due to that, it was like no matter how much money I was making, there was still never enough. But the problem was that I literally couldn't stand working a 9-to-5 job. I just tried so many times, and I was just the worst employee. I just couldn't do it. I guess I've always been a freedom seeker and a pleasure seeker, and to be locked in on someone else's time and being paid peanuts really for it just didn't do it for me. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I was attracted to the self-employed, working nights, you know, working when I wanted to work kind of lifestyle. It was really very hedonistic. And it was that aspect of me, my soul, that was looking for freedom. But working nights, and really I was selling my soul, that's how it felt to me, and doing that in that way, and my bad habits at the time, it all led to some very serious health issues. I was in quite a destructive relationship at the time, and this all came crashing to an end. And I was heartbroken. And I left the city, the small city that I was in, called Brighton, and I moved to London to strip in the big clubs and go and save some money to go traveling around Thailand. And I spent 3 months in Thailand, and initially I was still in the same cycle. I was still drinking, taking drugs, partying, getting involved with all the wrong kinds of men. And it was only in the last 2 weeks of my stay in Thailand that my life started to take a turn in a new direction. I decided to take a 10-day yoga course, and I decided to remain completely sober throughout the 10 days. And I know that might sound like not a big deal to some people, but for me at the time, I hadn't had a day sober for years. So it was a big deal to me.
Oh, yeah.
And during the meditations, at the end of the yoga sessions, we were always doing like the meditation at the end, and I kept receiving visions of plant medicine and healing, and I had some profound spiritual experiences, and really what I call, some people call it a spiritual awakening, but I like to call it a spiritual remembering. And that was it. I just knew that I had to change. I knew that I was destined for greater things. And when I got home, I enrolled in a herbal medicine and naturopathy diploma course. And I just felt so sure that I was meant to find out more about plant medicine and holistic approach to life and health. And I actually cured all the health issues that I had been struggling from, the female reproductive issues. I cured them in a natural way, and I began to eat really healthy and do yoga, and things started to turn around for me. I met my love, and I was also led to veganism, and I became a Reiki healer as well around that time. So it all started to get really good and juicy, and I was feeling really good about myself. But then I came to another crossroads, because after I was qualified as a herbalist and naturopath, I was trading time for dollars, but or pounds, because I'm from the UK. And I was doing one-off sessions, and I was trying to cram this transformational, life-changing information and work into this tiny little one-off session, one-hour session. And I was feeling really drained, because I was charging like £20 for it. And this was life-changing work that I was doing. And I realized that I was healing and mentoring these people as well as just giving herbal remedies. There was more to it than that. And I just felt this calling for something bigger, something greater. I felt like I wasn't honoring my clients' desires fully by having such a small container for them. And I felt like I wasn't charging my worth because I was charging such a small amount. And so I had a large amount of debt from college, and I almost had to declare myself bankrupt for nearly 4 years. Well, over 4 years, actually. I was on the brink of bankruptcy because I was draining myself in this way, and I wasn't charging my worth, and I wasn't stepping up and becoming this greater version of myself that I knew was in me. So everything had started to flow and was getting better, but I just felt like something was off, and I kept receiving guidance pointing me towards mentoring and to assisting people with finding their soul callings. And that's really what I was doing with people without realizing it. And so I just kept receiving this guidance, and my soul was just calling for something else. And so one day I decided to listen. I decided to finally let go of all the things I thought I should be doing, and I just trusted in this calling, and I trusted in the process. And against all the odds at the time, seemingly I had no money and I was in a really bad situation, against all the odds, I invested in a mentor because I made the decision to listen to my soul and start to live my dreams. And I really wanted to help others do the same and align with their soul missions. And suddenly when I did that, when I aligned with my soul calling and listened to this and just let go of all the other things I thought I should be doing, success was just flowing to me. Clients, dream clients, soul family clients just started flowing to me, and money energy started flowing to me. And suddenly my spiritual gifts took flight. And I just stepped into this other paradigm that I'd always dreamed of. And I started to feel truly fulfilled in what I was doing. And now I'm here on this podcast. So, wow. Yeah.
You know, you talk about several things, Jackie, that I think are so important and common in people's journeys as entrepreneurs, especially for women. I mean, the whole trusting thing, the valuing really what you're worth. I mean, it sounds like you had a sense of, you know, I'm worth more than this, but there's always difficulty, I think, or there's oftentimes difficulty, you know, putting that out there and saying, yes, I am worth it. So I'm raising my rate, you know, pounds or dollars doesn't make the currency doesn't make the difference, but I think we all have a problem, at least to some level, with the whole worthiness piece.
Definitely. That's so true. And one way I like to look at it, actually, is to not be too self-absorbed about it, because it's not just about me and my worth. It's about how much I value my clients' desires and their transformation. And I like to think of things in terms of the transformation that they're receiving, and valuing and honoring their desires, as well as charging my own worth here, because this is life-transforming work, and it requires that commitment and a larger container, and that requires a larger amount of focused energy. And energy can come in any form, whether that's just you giving your attention to it, but money is also energy. And so when someone invests in themselves with money energy in a big way, they are the people that are committed to their mission. They are the people that are ready to skyrocket. And they are sending out a signal to the universe that they are serious about this now. Like, this is happening. It's not just a want anymore. It's a must. And when you make that decision, because it is a choice, and believe me, I know it's so difficult for people to actually realize this, that it is a choice, because I was in that victim mentality, I was in that lack mentality, I was struggling. but it got to the point after a succession of dark nights of the soul where I was just like, no more, this isn't happening anymore. I am not available for this struggle anymore. And once you make that decision and you invest in yourself and in your desires in a big way, in a big high vibrational way, whether that's, you know, money is a really quick way to do that. And that's when the magic starts to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that you said that, that you were, you had a dark night of the soul more than once, because I think people think, okay, this must be it, my dark night of the soul. Now it's all good. Well, you may have more than one. So I'm so glad that you said that.
Yes, definitely. I had quite a few dark nights of the soul, and I think really sometimes you do have to hit that rock bottom space before you start to come back up, and you have to shine a light on those shadows. You know, sometimes you have to go there, and it's important to do that and actually allow that process, because so often we try to numb ourselves or block it, and we won't actually fully go into our shadows and that darkness. And because of that, the light is never going to shine on them fully. They're never going to be brought to the light. So sometimes, you know, there's that saying about in the darkness you see the stars shining. Mm-hmm. It's just like that. And it's in those moments of darkness and despair that you find these hidden gems of your being that you just never knew that even existed before. And the motivation that comes from that, the inspiration that comes from those spaces, is just profound. So, it's not always just one dark night and that's it.
Right. It's like, okay, now I'm good. You know, and there's a saying, and I don't know if this is a saying in the UK at all, but it's what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it is, you know. Mm-hmm. If you survive that, it makes you stronger because it changes you. It transforms you. And sometimes we need to learn those lessons or have those experiences more than once. So, you know, anybody who's listening to the show today or this week, don't feel like you failed because you're in the second or third or fourth dark night of the soul. That's, you know, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sort of a rite of passage as well, in my mind.
Definitely.
You know, because it's something we have to go through.
Yeah. And, you know, since then, though, I just want to share this as well, is that it doesn't always have to be like that. Like, once you've made that choice, then you see the magic start to happen, and that builds your confidence and your faith in your journey. Mm-hmm. And once you're on that path, you know that you've been to the depths of darkness. So you're always going to be okay, and you have that level of just self-trust and faith in yourself and in your journey. And it's just such a beautiful space that you then flow into from that darkness, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for you know, pointing that out, because it's like a tipping point.
Yeah.
You know, it's yes, there may be more than one, you know, bad time in your life, but it doesn't have to go on forever because it is a choice.
Yeah.
And once you realize that you have some power, you have the power to make those choices, you can make a difference, you never have to go back to that place again.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break here, Jackie, and when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about how you work with women and the uniqueness that you bring to your practice.
Brilliant.
I'm really excited to hear about that. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Jackie Lane, and we're going to be right back.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here today with Jackie Lane, and we're having a fabulous discussion. And, Jackie, I've got to say, your story is amazing, and I thank you so much for being so open and vulnerable and authentic about sharing your story and your past and all the things that probably keep many of us stuck that sometimes we don't know because it's at a subconscious level or we don't want to admit. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're so welcome, Bonnie. I feel like it's important for us to not be afraid of our journey and our past because that is what makes us who we are now. And that's the important thing, is learning the lessons and bringing that power from learning those lessons into whatever it is you're doing. So you're so welcome. I'm enjoying this conversation so much. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So tell me a little bit, or tell us all a little bit more about how you work with people, your practice, the uniqueness that you bring, because I know it's there. I can feel it in your energy that it's there. So share a little bit of that with us if you would.
Sure, I'd love to. So I work with mainly female entrepreneurs who are out of alignment with their soul mission. So it shows up in their reality that they're attracting the wrong kind of clients. They are not receiving the kind of financial freedom they hoped for. They're like, everything's just funky and off. They're not feeling fulfilled. They feel like a fake. And they're putting up a persona that isn't really truly themselves, that isn't in alignment with what it is they're truly supposed to be doing in the world, what they were born to do. So I really help these women to come back home to their truth because I believe that the truth sets us free. Mm-hmm. And I use my spiritual gifts, which have just skyrocketed since I've been delving into my own truth. I use my spiritual gifts to help people attract their soul family clients. So in the world of business and everything like that, we usually say ideal clients, but I find that quite a formal thing. So I like to view it as it's a soul connection. These are the people that you are here to serve that are already in your reality on a spiritual level. You're already connected. And so I really help women to come into their zone of genius and align with their true soul desires and actually pay attention to that, because so often we don't want to admit our own truth. We don't want to admit that this isn't working or this doesn't feel right. And we often just suppress our guidance systems, like our emotional guidance system, your bodily guidance system, and you stay in a fear space. And I really help to come out of that space and align people with their soul mission. And I work through all those limiting beliefs, all those program beliefs around, you know, making a change and how to actually step into that new soul mission. Or it may just be another level from what they're currently doing that they need to step into to align fully with their soul. And I use energetic work. I think I mentioned I do Reiki energy healing. I do other forms of energy healing as well, and I use that vibrational frequency, and I can channel visualizations from somebody's higher perspective. It just kind of flows through me in the session to really activate their highest potential on a vibrational level. And then I use the mentoring techniques to empower my clients to step up and expand into their vision. And I hold that space and I hold that vision for them while they're stepping into it. And I'll always speak to my client's truth, the part of them that knows that they are more than capable of receiving their dreams. And I'll always hold that vibration within the sessions. And one of the other key aspects of the work that I do is work around wealth consciousness. And I use wealth consciousness techniques and teachings to assist people with consciously creating financial freedom on their terms and moving through that guilt and that shame and all the limiting beliefs around money, because that's a really important part of this, because it's important that people who want to be of service and who care about other people and who care about the planet are the people that are making the money now, because that's really what the world is calling for. So I dig deep with clients to work through all their resistance that comes up. And I also work in a very feminine way. I'm much more about the being than I am the doing. And I work in a very nurturing, creative, flowing way and help people to tap in and unblock their receiving channels. And also, one of the other things I'm passionate about is joy and pleasure and living authentically. So I help people to open up their pleasure channels. I use some tantric practices if needed for this. And I just help people to step into their true authenticity so that they can bring that forth in everything that they're doing, so they can be of high service and create a high impact in other people's lives and in their own life as well.
Awesome. Wow. You know, do you – and this is just a curiosity question, because many of our listeners might be not in the UK.
Yeah.
Some of them are, but some of them are in other countries. Do you – have to see a person in, you know, in the same physical space? I mean, energy is everywhere. Do you do, like, you know, Skype or whatever, you know, sessions, or do you need to have the person come to you in the UK?
It's all via Skype. I am definitely into having a portable online business, because I love to travel, and I don't believe in any boundaries and restrictions when it comes to the cosmos and energy and vibrational frequency. So, yes, it's all via Skype usually, unless there's somebody who wants to come and see me in person. I do offer VIP days, which are in person as well. That's in a luxury hotel in the UK. But I also offer VVIP days, which are virtual VIP days.
Okay.
So that there is no boundary there when it comes to location. I feel that a lot of us get stuck in the, oh, but in my area, the economy is really bad, or I can't do this because of my local place. And I think, no, online, there's a whole other world, and you can connect with so many people online. So, yeah, one of my intentions when I started this business and this journey was to be able to help people all over the globe, definitely.
Right. I thought so, but I just wanted to be sure for our listeners today, because I know people are going to want more of you. Now, I have one more question.
Yeah.
But then I want you to share how people can get more of you. So, if people could only fit one more thing into their brain today, there was only room for one thing, and they could only take away one golden nugget from our conversation today, what would you think that should be, Jackie?
Oh, this is a juicy question, Bonnie. This is a difficult question to answer, actually, because there's so many insights and so many things that I've learned along the way. But I think really the most important thing is to align and come back home to your truth and your soul mission, because once you are listening to your soul, everything else unfolds organically and naturally. Like, you have your own, I call it your soul strategy. You don't need to go out there and have other people's formulas and strategies and signature systems, because it's actually all within you. You are unique. You have it, all the information and the wisdom, everything you need. You have all the perfect offerings and everything already within you. And it's just about aligning with your soul, listening to your soul. So that would be the thing that I would say is the top tip to take away, is to listen to your soul and honor that.
Well, Jackie, I know that people are going to want more of you. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do, the services you provide, and how people can connect with you?
Yes, of course. I'd love to share. Okay, so I'm going to speak to the listeners now. So I run a private one-to-one, three-month healing and mentoring program called Soulmate Biz. And this is for you to create your successful soulmate business by aligning you with your true soul mission and connecting you with your true soul desires, so you can attract soul family clients and receive financial abundance in return. And I also offer a luxury one-day intensive at a 5-star hotel in the UK. This can be done via Skype, but I always think it's best to do it at the location because it's a really high vibe space to be in. And if you come to the hotel, it's actually spread over 2 days, so you receive 2 nights at the hotel and spa so that you can really get into that abundant mindset, raise your vibration, and we can hone in on the specifics to skyrocket you to success. And you can find me on my website, which is yourpeachylife.com, or on Facebook. I have 2 Facebook pages. One is my personal page, which is just my name, Jackie Lane, and the other is my business page, which is Your Peachy Life. And I'm also on YouTube. So again, this is just my name, Jackie Lane. So you can either add me as a friend on Facebook, you can subscribe to my website, or you can follow me on YouTube.
Sounds like some fabulous offerings, Jackie. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
To just be able to be in a luxury place with a spa. That just sounds wonderful. Mm. So thank you so much for sharing with our community how they can get more of you and you know, how to connect with you. So I am so thankful that you've taken time out of your busy day. I know everybody's life is busy, and it's later there in the UK as we're doing this show. So thank you so much for taking your time today, Jackie. I so appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It's been a true pleasure. I've enjoyed every minute. I've loved it. Thank you so much.
What a great show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and the quickest way to find the links to all of these places is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. And then just click on the radio tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links to all the other networks are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. And the wonderful gifts that all of our guests have offered can be found there as well. So be sure to access the gift page while you're there. Now I have another great guest lined up for next week. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word so that we can reach more people. And you can do that by subscribing, reviewing, and of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.